Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Anne-Marie Bailey. Anne-Marie is the owner of Black Cat Books in Lenoxville, and she will be talking about the Book Fest coming up in Lenoxville at Hope Community Church this Saturday, November 22nd. I will also have some announcements for community events in the first half hour and some music. And in the second half hour today, I will talk with Alexandra O'Rourke, a writer and an end-of-life doula. She will talk about the writing group she's in and also about the memoir she is writing. I will also have some health news in the second part of the show and more music. Let's start the show with a song called Old Friends, Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel.
Old friends, old friends, sat on their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men, lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today, sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same
If you're looking for something fun, creative, and community-minded to do this weekend, you're in luck. The Townships Book Fest is back, and this year it's bigger than ever. On Saturday, November 22nd, the Hope Community Church Hall will be filled with the energy of local stories, lively conversations, and a whole lot of literary talent. More than 35 English language authors from across the Eastern Townships will be on hand for talks, book signings, and a festive holiday-style marketplace. There'll also be live music from Emmett Tinning, a special performance by Ain't Misbehavin', and delicious food available for purchase from AM Bistro, all with free admission and everyone is welcome. To give us a preview of what's in store and what makes this year's event such a celebration of local creativity, we're joined today by Anne-Marie Bailey, owner of Black Cat Bookstore, one of the organizers of the Township's Book Fest. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Anne-Marie Bailey to the Townships at 12. Now, Anne-Marie is the owner and operator of the Black Cat Bookstore in Lennoxville, and today she's going to be talking about the Book Fest coming up, very exciting, on Saturday, November 22nd. So welcome, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Now, for listeners who haven't heard of it before, what is the Townships Book Fest and what makes this year's edition bigger than ever?
The Townships Book Fest is just a celebration of local literary talent. And so we've invited lots of local authors to come and, have a table, show off their books, talk about their books to the public, and hopefully sell some too. And this year, it's the biggest one so far. We've moved over to the hall at Hope Community Church. And we've, based on some feedback from last year, we're doing some breakout sessions. So there will be some kind of author talks away from the hubbub of the authors and public talking. And lots of other activities going on too, and it should be a great day.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're bringing together more than 35 English language authors from across the Eastern Townships. What kind of range are we talking about? The different backgrounds, the types of books, and the genres?
Yeah, we've got everything, really. There's poets and literary authors and mystery authors and children's authors and romance authors, and there's something for just about everyone, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting. Now, one of the great things about events like this is the chance to connect directly with the writers. What can visitors expect from the author talks and book signings?
So the authors are going to be present in the basement hall, and people can just come in anytime and speak to the authors who are there and see the books that they have. And if you buy a book, you'll be able to get it signed right there. And then the author talks are these breakout sessions, which will take place in the foyer upstairs. And so we've got three panels for children's authors, literary authors, and mystery authors. And there's also going to be a memoir writing presentation that will take place at the Lennoxville Library across the street.
Okay, that is exciting. And it's often referred to as a holiday-style book marketplace. So I guess you've answered my next question about painting a picture with the atmosphere inside the Hope Community Hall. It sounds really well organized. Now, you've added some live music this year, including Emmett Tinning and a special performance by the Ain't Misbehavin' Band. How does music enhance the day?
Oh, it just helps give an environment of festive environment and help people ease into conversation, maybe kind of fills in the gaps between conversations and just, puts people in a festive mood.
Mm-hmm. And the AM Bistro will be on site with food for purchase. What kinds of treats or meals can people look forward to?
I believe she's preparing chili and chicken soup, and I'm not sure what other goodies there will be.
Okay, that sounds delicious. Perfect for a winter day. Okay, why is it important to showcase and celebrate English language writers from the townships? What does this event offer the community?
I think people sometimes forget that there are so many English folks in the community, and that they are readers and writers, and there's so many of them. We have a really rich community here.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. I was surprised, too, when I did some research. There are a lot of English writers, a lot of people that have published books here in the townships.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And many more than the 35 plus that we have coming on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Now, for people who might be hesitant, maybe they don't usually go to literary events, what would you say to encourage them to stop by?
Really informal and just casual You can just drop by anytime during the day if you want to stop in for one of the panel discussions. The times are all marked on the website. And don't be afraid. Just stop by.
Okay, now you mentioned a website. What is the website?
It's townshipbookfest.com/2025.
Okay, that is good to get information. Now, the event runs, it starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 4 p.m. on Saturday, mm-hmm. November 22nd at the Hope Community Church. Any don't miss moments during the day that you'd recommend?
Our MP, Marianne Dandaran, will be there to open the ceremony in the morning. So that might be of interest to people. And the Shoreline Press Party at the end of the day is also something that could be of interest as well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really exciting. Now, we mentioned the website where people can get some more information. Does anybody need to register in advance, or they can just walk in?
Anybody can walk in. It's just the memoir presentation that requires a registration, and all the information is on the site.
Okay. Let's see, there's no charge for the event?
That's right. Free entry.
Okay, that's good. Anything we left out, Anne-Marie?
I don't think so.
Are a lot of the books available at Black Cat Books?
Some of them, not all of them, but some of them.
Okay, that is good because we like to support independent bookstores too. Okay, anything else or is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, thanks very much. We've been talking with Anne-Marie Bailey, and she owns and operates the Black Cat Bookstore in Lenoxville, and she's talking about the Townships Book Fest coming up this Saturday, November 22nd, starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 4 p.m., and it's at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. So thanks very much, Anne-Marie, and looking forward to the event.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Townships Book Fest coming up on Saturday, November 22nd at 10 a.m., and this will take place at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. And the Grace Village Christmas Market, that happens on November 22nd, 9 a.m., at the Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. Coming up at the ANAF, the Hut Benefit Dart Tournament, Saturday, November 22nd, in memory of Adam DeZan, 1 p.m. A Dance with Slightly Haggard, Saturday, November 22nd at 8 p.m. You must be 18 years and over. $15 entrance fee. Open to everybody. The Ladies Auxiliary Christmas Market for the Hut, the ANAF, will be taking place on Sunday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. The Hut is located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville. There will be a Death Cafe event happening on Thursday, November 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. Join them in person for coffee, cupcakes, and engaging, thought-provoking, and authentic conversations about death and about living life to the fullest. Please note that this event is not a support group or a counseling session. Hosted by Vent Over Tea, Townshipers Association, and Mental Health S3. For more information, contact Emily Cote at ecote@townshippers.org or call 819-933-5743. Ayerscliff Elementary School Home and School Association Christmas Market. That happens on Saturday, November 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The school is located at 952 Sanborn Street in Ayerscliff. The Sunnyside Elementary School will be hosting a holiday bingo taking place at Sunnyside Elementary School in the gymnasium located at 441 Rue Dufferin Street in Stanstead on Saturday, November 29th, and entrance is free. The event is fully bilingual. Everybody is welcome. They will be selling bingo cards at the door, and there will also be door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and a canteen with snacks and drinks. The prizes will be fantastic. They have received generous donations from many local businesses to make the event even more exciting. All proceeds will go toward funding their Santa shop for the kids, supplementing school supplies, and supporting end-of-year activities. And again, that is at Sunnyside Elementary School, and that happens on Saturday, November 29th. The Hugs campaign, Mental Health S3, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing. which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment, mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There will be a Christmas bazaar at Sherbrooke Elementary School. That happens on Saturday, December 6, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's a bistro, bake table, silent auction, new to you, Scholastic Book Fair, Kitty Corner, and raffles, and the dance club and the choir will perform at 11 a.m. at Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke. There will be a Christmas market on December 6, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. Christmas concert to feed the needy. Entrance is free. Voluntary donation box at the door on Saturday, December 6, 6:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church, located at 20 Gordon Street in Sherbrooke. Performing Valerie Creed and Francois Lopri, Esther Bouchard and Manon Blouin.
Stop me on the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say, oh, this is how it starts. Wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go? Oh, this is how it starts.
That was Brighter Than the Sun, and it's by Colby Chaot. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Anne-Marie Bailey from Black Cat Books, for telling us about the Book Fest coming up on Saturday at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with Alexandra O'Rourke. She is a writer and belongs to two writing groups here in the townships. She is also an end-of-life doula. We will close part one of the show today with a new song by Jamie Warren, What More Can You Say?
One star shining so bright, down on a desert on a dark and lonely night. And three men so far from home, wise but a little bit weary. But on they walked, with only their faith to guide them. What more can you say? Knew a man who worked with his hands, married a girl with the son of another. Father is what he became. He took the boy in and he gave him his name. And on he walked, with only his faith to guide him. What more can you say? What else can you do? Oh, when love grabs a hold, it makes you do amazing things, like follow a dream. 'Cause if you believe, in the end you'll find salvation. And in a baby's eyes, we see our lives begin. What more can you say? I've had a baby's love, a pure and perfect peace, sent down from heaven above to show our hearts just how to love. Took a stand, paid with his life as the world stood by. A crown of thorns and a cross on his back. He knew he was right, so he never looked back. And on he walked, with only his faith to guide him. What more can you say? What else can you do? Oh, when love grabs a hold, it makes you do amazing things, like follow a dream. 'Cause if you believe, in the end you'll find salvation. And in a baby's eyes, we see our lives begin. What more can you say? What more can you say?